Governor Ige says it was one of the most heavily lobbied bills from both sides during and after the 2017 legislative session. On Tuesday, he rejected the aquarium fish collection bill. Now he's committed to bringing both sides together.
By far, this measure was the most debated and most active in our office. We received hundreds and thousands of communications, phone calls, emails on this measure, both in support of and in opposition to.
Opposition to any of the funding solutions to the rail shortfall, though, left that issue hanging. Lawmakers will meet for a special session later this summer, and Governor Ige says he'll consider funding alternatives.
I am open to any revenue source that they would want to consider. You know, obviously others impact the constituents differently and the communities differently, and so we need to be thoughtful about that. But we need to move forward on the transit system.
As far as rail becoming at grade at Middle Street into town, the governor pushed that squarely back into Hart's Court.
It hasn't been presented as an idea for funding from the Hart Board. I mean, the Hart Board is truly empowered to design the system that will be implemented, and certainly I hope that they are looking at different alternatives. I've suggested in previous discussions that we ought to look at private sector participation. I've met with developers who said that they would be interested in at least having a conversation about what might be possible.
Meanwhile, Hart's leadership is a concern.
I do think that it's important that we get continuity of leadership in the project. Yes, I am concerned that the current head of the Hart project is on an interim basis. I hope that the board members can find someone to lead the project, because I believe it's fundamentally important.
Equally so is his commitment to helping the homeless, one of the issues he considers to be a win for his administration.
Obviously, there has been much media attention focused on homelessness, and there are more homeless people here on Oahu. But all of our efforts over the past 2.5 or 3 years or so are starting to gel and come together.
Over the next year, we'll see if that happens, along with a campaign to re-elect a governor who will likely face challengers in the Hawaii primary. To hear our entire conversation, go to hawaiipublicradio.org. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Beth Ann Koslovich.